This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. It's great to be with you. It's a common belief that the Lord Jesus founded a church when he was here on earth. Each denomination actually thinks they are that church, and they believe that their church is sort of a kingdom through which Christ rules on earth. But did the Lord Jesus start a church when he was here? Let's see. The very first words of the New Testament present Christ as the son of David and the son of Abraham. As David's son, he was the lawful heir to the throne of David. It was his undisputed right to rule over Israel, his people. And as Abraham's son, he was the heir to the land of promise, which was promised to him and his seed. So the Lord Jesus, to prepare to fulfill the promise regarding the king and the land, when he began his ministry, proclaimed, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He then went throughout all Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and heralding this gospel of the kingdom. And in all this, there was not one word about starting a new thing. No church was being started. What our Lord was doing was continuing something that started with Abraham. Nowhere in the Old Testament do we ever read of the body of Christ, neither in the Gospels. The first occurrence of the word church is in Matthew 16:18, and in Acts 7:38, Stephen talks about the church in the wilderness. The word church is from a Greek word that means assembly or a group of called out ones. Stephen, in the passage in Acts, uses it to describe the Israelites that were in the wilderness called out of Egypt. In Matthew 18, the word is used regarding the meetings in the synagogues. And during Acts, they met in synagogues, and on one occasion, they separated from a synagogue, but it was still a church. It was an outcalling or a gathering of God's people. The word is used in Acts 19 regarding the mob in Ephesus also. So from the usage of the term by the Holy Spirit, it can mean a gathering of believers, a synagogue meeting, a legal body, or other meetings of any kind. The word church occurs in the singular and the plural in the letters written during Acts. But in the letters written after Acts 28, it always appears in the singular. Think of that. After Acts 28:28, the church is always connected with a secret. The word church is a generic term which is given meaning by its surrounding words. So the church of this secret is the church which is his body. See Ephesians 1. It does not have steeples or clergy. The head of this church is Christ. It is not the bride of Revelation 21 and 22, but it is the body of the husband. It is a new man created a holy temple for a habitation of God in spirit. This church, which is the body of Christ, is connected with a secret which was hid in God away from the ages and generations until it was revealed after Acts 28:28. So the church, which is the body of Christ, was not known by the prophets of the Old Testament, and the Lord Jesus did not come to earth to establish it. On the contrary, the members of this body were chosen in the purpose and counsel of God before the overthrow of the world. And this overthrow is found in Genesis 1, verse 2. It was founded on the apostles and prophets who were a gift from the ascended Lord. Now notice that carefully. The apostles and prophets that Paul mentions in Ephesians were chosen by the risen and ascended Lord Jesus Christ. So that leaves out all the Old Testament prophets and the 12 apostles. So the burden of the scriptures from Genesis 12 to Acts 28:28 is the promise concerning the land and the seed promised to Abraham, and the additional king and kingdom that will be in that land is promised to David. So literally, this kingdom is concerning a seed and a land, a king and a kingdom, not a church, which is the body of Christ. So the Lord Jesus did not come to found a church. The kingdom promised to Israel has nothing to do with the church, which is his body. Israel was the church, the outcalled of God for the earth, but the members of the body of Christ are the outcalled who are destined to the heavenly places. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.